Morning Edition continues on 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair. It's been 100 years since the last passenger pigeon died. Obviously, nature does not always bounce back, but in the case of the osprey, there's hope. 50 years ago, DDT had wiped out these magnificent raptors from the southern lower peninsula. But thanks to the Michigan DNR's highly successful reintroduction program, we now have over 50 nesting pairs. In this installment of WEMU's The Green Room, Barbara Lucas explores the return of osprey to southern Michigan.
Let's get Turner.
I'm in a rowboat with staff from the Michigan Department of Natural Resources and the Detroit Zoo, approaching an enormous nest overflowing a man-made tripod platform. I can see an osprey chick peering warily at us over the sticks. Lucky for me, this guy is only 6 weeks old because he's joining us on board. If fully grown, those flapping wings could span 6 feet across, and his piercing beak and curving talons could do serious damage. Perfectly evolved for catching fish, osprey can dive from 200 feet up, hitting the water at 40 miles an hour.
Wait, hang on. Double check that band. Do we have 302?
Yes.
On shore, a crowd of photographers excitedly documents our every move. I'm told they're here daily, recording the life of this osprey family, the result of the DNR's reintroduction program. Now that they're here, new worries arise. When the young fledge the nest, where will they go in their migration, and will they survive to return?
You want them standing up?
Yeah, that'd be a good way to start.
Back on shore, on a Kensington Metro Park picnic table.
So now we're going to put on the satellite transmitter.
That's Brian Washburn from the USDA Wildlife Services in Ohio. He has a tiny device attached to a backpack that he will fit onto the osprey chick.
This transmitter is solar powered, so it has these solar panels on the back, so that will recharge the battery when it's up in the sun. There's a GPS unit in it, akin to a Garmin or what you might have in your car. And that means we can track the bird anywhere in the world.
The male ospreys migrate to Central and South America, staying there for several years before returning home to find a mate and raise a family.
Don't pick the handler.
Only about 30% of ospreys make it back here, so everyone's rooting for this guy.
He should be able to carry this transmitter for 2.5, 3 years or whatever.
Hopefully long enough to track them back here.
Yes, exactly. Yep.
Barb Jensen is the founder of the Osprey Watch of Southeast Michigan at owsem.org. She's worked hard to secure funding for the radio transmitters to learn more about the challenges they face on their migration. For instance, some countries still use DDT, which was banned in the U.S. in 1972.
There was a real issue during the 50s, 60s, and early part of the 70s with DDT contamination. These birds are 99% fish eaters. So through bioaccumulation from the DDT that was in the water got into the fish, and then the birds caught the fish, and then the eggshells were thin because they were unable to put the calcium in the eggshell. Same thing that happened with the bald eagle.
Jensen says being on top of the food chain, they act as canaries in a coal mine. Research finds they can bioaccumulate dioxins, flame retardants, prescription drugs, mercury, and more. She wonders if all these toxins could affect their brain. Will they migrate successfully?
You're going to be ready to go very soon.
He's good to go.
You got feet or you got your finger?
I think he took a nap or two.
The dozen or so hobby photographers documenting this event call themselves the Osprey Paparazzi, and they've named this bird Daniel. Some drive an hour each way several times a week to watch this family. In light of the occasion, it's decided a group shot is in order. One of the photographers is Walter Chavers of Ypsilanti. He works the night shift at the nearby General Motors Proving Grounds. After he clocks out each morning, he clocks in at Kensington Metro Park for about 2 hours of osprey watching. Last spring, he witnessed the courtship of Daniel's parents.
The male was being pushed out of the nest by the female. Every time he landed on the nest, she would push him out. She would push him out. So he went into the water and came up with a pike. And he's got this big pike in his talons. And he's doing the hovering up and down, and he's just screaming. So he finally lands in the tree, and he's part of it, part of the fish. and he takes the rest to her. And after that, they were a couple.
Like the other paparazzi here, his interest has moved beyond just getting a great photo, and he avidly reads about ospreys and watches their nests online via various webcam websites. But this is real life.
Hey, oh my God.
It's coming into the nest.
Uh-oh.
He's enthralled with the bird's eye view Kensington's Nest platform affords.
They haven't been something that you could actually see. You know, they have something that you've read about and saw a picture in a book. But now we have them right here where we can see them on a day-to-day basis. And this is unique right here. Usually they're up on the cell tower. You can't really see them very well up on the cell towers.
With a good camera and lots of patience, the paparazzi get great shots of osprey family life, which can be viewed on Flickr or Michigan Osprey's Facebook page.
He comes in with this big stick across the water and is dragging the water, leaving a wake. He gets it up into the nest, and it stays in there a total maybe two and a half minutes before Mom threw it out into the water. So it didn't last long. It's almost like a guy bringing home a couch off the street corner and his wife throwing it out.
Perhaps home decorating is not his forte, but Chavers says the father is a good provider.
I personally took a picture of him. He had a fish in both feet coming in, so he's a great fisherman.
Chavers is relieved when the fledglings finally learn to fish, and when they leave on migration, he's like a nervous parent the first time their young teen drives off in a car.
It's a perilous journey. They have to contend with being inexperienced. They have to contend with predators.
What are the predators?
Great horned owls, for one.
Humans are also predators, especially if the osprey find an aquaculture operation where farm-raised tilapia is a tasty treat. And if they survive to return, they may try to nest in the wrong place.
Some are in dangerous electric towers where the voltage, if they hit the wrong wire or anything, is very, for some food.
I'm back at Kensington Metro Park about a month after the satellite transmitter was put on. While his sister is still here, young Daniel has departed, off on his grand journey. Okay, Chavers shows me on his cell
here's
phone.
Here's the osprey tracking. Ours is Daniel. See that orange line? That's Daniel heading south.
He's made it all the way to the Indianapolis area already. It's exciting. A teacher's curriculum guide is available at michiganosprey.org so students can learn as they follow the bird's travels. Having exceeded the original goal of 30 nesting pairs in southern Michigan, efforts now focus on outreach to preserve their habitat, prevent pollution, and encourage folks of all ages to appreciate the magnificent osprey. Chavers says when he describes osprey antics to those who aren't familiar,
more than once they've said, "You spend too much time out here." And I'm like, well, you don't spend enough. That's what it is.
Barbara Lucas, WEMU News.
To watch the progress of Daniel on his migration, go to michiganosprey.org. The Green Room is a presentation of the WEMU News Department and is produced in partnership with the Washtenaw County Environmental Health Division. The Green Room airs the last Friday of every month on 89.1 WEMU.